Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. We'd like to thank Finland, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Italy, Norway, Spain, and Sweden for submitting their proposal. And we believe that the proposal includes a sound way forward for the GGE. My delegation would like to just share a few minor suggestions on the proposal for consideration. In the proposal, third paragraph, the proposal advocates for, quote, lethal autonomous weapon systems that cannot comply with IHL are de facto prohibited and should not be developed or used, and that further work is needed to operationalize this commitment at national level, end quote. My delegation does not believe this to be a commitment, but rather an obligation under IHL. And furthermore, we'd also like to see the use of the word must and not should in this paragraph, since a weapon system that cannot comply with NHL must not be used. My delegation agrees and supports the goal of seeking consensus on a two-tiered approach based on the recognition that autonomous weapon systems that cannot comply with IHL are de facto prohibited. Further in the paper, we understand that retaining appropriate human control during the whole life cycle of a system does not mean exercising uninterrupted real-time human control over systems in all cases. And regarding the statement that humans should take critical decisions over the use of force, we believe that further elaboration is necessary to flesh out what these critical decisions are. Finally, my delegation believes that the proposal provides very useful ideas for the continuation of the GGE's work, and importantly insists on the necessity for humans to have sufficient assurance that the weapon systems they use will operate in conformity with applicable laws. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished